people are afraid because they don't understand. They just don't understand.
Not to be ashamed. Not to be ashamed.
Unwell.
Yeah. Oddly, I have a minute. You want to just tell the people how they can get hold of you and how you want to give away the book and the Zoom. How, if people are interested, how could they? Because I might be zooming to work out with you. I'm serious. You're laughing.
No,
I'm dead serious.
Listen, I'm giving you the recipe that works for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about routine. And as I said, any kind of athlete or anybody that used to play soccer and basketball, they need some kind of something to wake up to and look forward to.
Trust me.
But as I said, right now the book is going to be at Full Circle. So the best way to get the book is get in touch with Pharaoh them at the Full Circle. And as I said, I gave away a few books earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more than open, as I said, to speak to anybody that wants to reach out. You can get me on Facebook. My email is oddlycoley@gmail.com. So if you're interested in doing Zoom class, workout class, as Bob said, the fit of the fittest.
Right.
You just email me and you send me your email. And then we can send you an invitation for when I'm doing the class.
Good.
And I right now I have people coming in from all St. Kitts.
Oh, yeah.
Ecuador. People. My daughter came in this morning from Iqaluit. I had a woman this morning from England. So we're all aware. We're all in this together.
Yes.
And technically, trust me, you know, the fitness is the number one thing. And also I want to say a happy birthday to Peter, the haircut man there, you know. Never
custom
forget
cut.
When I was down and out, Peter gave me a free haircut.
I'm telling you, they're good people out there still.
Yeah, man. And I thank you so much, Stretch, for bringing me on, as I said, because I feel very empowered that I went through the valley of the shadow of the death.
Right.
And I'm here and I have a platform where a lot of people, once they know what mental health is, it's not that bad.
No.
You know, because it just, as I say, you have to just channel that energy and you can go run the 100 meter. You can go do something very productive because it's a very, especially manic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at me. You know, after everything happened, I went down to Los Angeles and won how many dance contests. And as I said, I'm still, as you said, you go on my Facebook and you see me working out every day.
I'm going to check your Facebook. Oddly, it's so interesting talking with you, my brother. And nice to see you. Nice to hear you. Watching you on Facebook, I said, wow, I couldn't believe when you mentioned your age a while ago. I said,
62, man.
62.
So as I said, Merry Christmas and God bless. And I just big up everybody out there, as you know, and Stretch, you know, keep the faith, man. And I want to see you in class.
All right. You will.
I'm going to get, because, you know, I saw that you played against Skill Cole.
Yes.
But he's a real baller.
I got called to my national team, brother.
Come on. Well, I want to see some of those moves, man.
I don't know if I have any moves left, brother, but I could try. Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Oddly. And it's
all right. Yeah, one love, man.
It's delicious talking to you.
All right.
Have a beautiful rest of the afternoon. All right.
All right. And you too, man.
Yes, sir. And
good time. So I'm here.
Yes, that's Mr. Oddly Coley, a gentleman that went through his trials and tribulation, as you heard. Interesting to know, and we. Every now and again, I like to link up with him and see what's up with him. And he's always motivational. I don't know what else to say. He just gives you that, get out there and do something. So keep it locked, CKUT 90.3 FM. I want to speak to Ms. Veronica Johnson about an incident that happened at a Wibco club, I think about 5:15, 5:30. So we'll chit-chat about that. So 5:20, rather. Let me play a commercial and then we'll get into some of the soca music. Only 4 minutes you've lost.
In the fight against COVID-19, we must all continue to respect public health guidelines and follow self-isolation instructions. Self-isolate if you have symptoms. Self-isolate after testing. Self-isolate if the test is positive. Self-isolate when you return from a trip. And self-isolate when you've been in contact with someone who's tested positive. Self-isolation is important. Please, take it seriously. Learn more at quebec.ca/self-isolating. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Yep, please do. Please do.
Still looking for a holiday gift or two for the special people in your life? CKUT has new merch, including hoodies and t-shirts, that showcase classic designs dug up from our art attic. Head to ckut.ca to discover our new merch store and find out more about sizing and shipping. Happy holidays from all of us at CKUT.
CKUT. Go shopping at CKUT. We get into the soca with DJ Nicholas in the mix.
90.3 FM. West Indian Rhythm. 90.3 FM.
You're sure.
CJ Nicholas.
Once again, a pleasant good afternoon to you. I was just listening to and talking to Miss Veronica Johnson because of an incident that happened. Hello, Mrs. Johnson. You're on air live and direct on CKUT. You there?
Yes, I am here. Thank you, Stretch, for having me.
All right. Now, a lot of excitement went on, and I said I have to get the attention of somebody from WIPCO. With this Zoom thing, you know, modern technology, I'm all for. But what happened with this Zoom? And explain to everybody.
Well, I'll do my best as much as I understand it. Mm-hmm. You describe it as excitement, but believe me, it was very negative excitement. And just for all the listeners to know, we have a new, young, and dynamic team leading WIPCO now. Kemba Mitchell is our chairperson.
Yeah, I'm going to have her on soon.
Right. And Shayna Thornhill is the vice chair. And together with two other members of the executive, they do a fantastic job. Now, the reason I'm speaking is because they had asked me to chair the annual general meeting, which we have once a year. And I have chaired it in the past. And so that was my job. So we got started at 6:30. Mm-hmm. And Shayna, the vice chair, had just explained the protocol for the meeting, the proper etiquette, that people have to speak politely and be respectful in all their words and so on, and explained that if somebody breached those protocols, then they would lose their ability to speak, the mic would be muted, and so on. So she had just finished explaining that. We went on, there was a series of PowerPoint slides, and so I'm viewing those so that we can move on. We had someone who read the land appreciation for the indigenous people, and so the land acknowledgement, rather. And we moved to that next slide, and we were just at, I think, the third or fourth slide, which was the minutes of last general meeting.
Right.
And then, therefore, I came on and I said, okay, has everyone seen the minutes, read the minutes? Not everybody had, so I was doing a quick summary of that. And suddenly, I heard a lot of noise, as if there was some interruption. I don't know where it came from. And then I saw, like, there was a darkness across the screen, and at one point I saw a face that seemed masked in part, you know, with wrap around the top of the head, and the mouth area and down to the neck, you could just see the eyes. And then I heard the words, Pink Lives Matter. I remember hearing that, and I thought, what is this? Anyway, Shayna, who was the technical director for the evening, the one who led us into the Zoom meeting and was monitoring everything, I heard her just say, there's some disturbances, there's some interruptions. Hold on a minute, I'll see what I can do. And between her and Kemba, they tried their best. And in a few minutes, you know, they seemed to be losing their cool, and I could see people getting very emotional and tearful and so on. And then there was a blackout for a little while, and then they came back to explain slowly, very emotional voices, that somebody had hijacked our meeting.
Wow.
And yes, and we will probably have to close down. So that's how it happened. But then, I don't know if you have any other questions to ask me, but I want to tell you a little bit more.
Sure, go ahead.
Yes, so then, you know, there's a chat, a live chat accompanies a Zoom meeting, so you can go to the chat and write something in at the side.
Right.
And because the two young women who could be, you know, my own children, they're younger women to me. I'm a senior, as most people listening would know.
Right.
And so I am acting in the role of mother somehow, because I'm feeling the pain of these kids as if they were my own children. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I can't just let them shut down and go off air like that without, you know, saying something. So anyway, I went to the chat and I sent a quick message to Shayna saying, I'd like to say a few words before you go off.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went to that chat stretch, that's when I almost fell off my chair, because I saw the N-word written down the side of the chat.
Wow.
I don't know how many times, but it was a long list, believe me. And I think somebody counted it afterwards. I learned that from the TV report that CTV did, that it was at least 50 times.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Yes. So can you imagine? I mean, so needless to say, we were very shaken up. I sure was, as were, you know, the other people in the meeting, and certainly the organizers, the executive, and members of the various committees that were there. Yeah.
So is any way they can trace this back, or can they figure out who was doing that?
Well, that will be up to the police to look into. The other thing, which is good, that had been explained to us right at the very beginning when Shayna opened and talked about protocol, she said, for your information, this meeting is going to be recorded. And that was to give everybody an opportunity to opt in or out in case there was anybody who didn't want to be recorded. So there was no opposition to that. So, yes, it was recorded. And it is because of that recording that I believe they were able to have some clips to give to CTV, who did the report, you know, mm-hmm. I think it was on Monday this week. This incident happened last Friday evening,
right.
You know? Yes. So, yes, and so not only did they talk to the media, but as well to the police. So a report has been made, and I believe they're looking into it. I don't have any update, but I know that it is possible to track, you know, these things if you have the right people doing the job.
Ah, wow. I didn't know it went into that sort of seriousness in the latter part, but who could be doing this? You know, I don't know, but it's crazy.
It is crazy, and you would think that people would be a little more, I don't know, polite than to do something like that, especially at an annual general meeting in a public forum. But the thing is, Stretch, you know, The meeting was open to the public, as most general meetings are and can be.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I mean, coming in, people can use all kind of fake names or what have you. I don't know how they actually breached our system, but this is not, ours is not the only group that has been attacked in this way.
Wow.
In fact, on the day of the press conference, I was talking to somebody who said his own company meeting had been breached similarly. So these things happen. But again, you know, we have this kind of sleeping group of people, or we thought they were sleeping. But unfortunately, because of the climate of these days and with all the horrible instances of racism in the United States, and with the leadership not doing much, it is stoking what would have been normally a dormant feeling, a dormant situation. And people now feel emboldened, you know,
yep,
to come out and be disrespectful to people because they see examples of it coming from the highest offices.
Yep.
You know?
Yep, that's for sure. Well, thank you, Mrs. Johnson, Mrs. Veronica Johnson, for that update. I will be talking to FIMBA further down in the new year, so we will get an update on what really is happening.
Okay, great. Nice talking to you too, Stretch. All the best for the holidays.
Same to you, and enjoy. And
Thank you.
Don't worry about that N-word. We've been hearing that in school in Sheridan College for a long time. Anyway, thank you. Thank
You're
you very,
very
much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Ms. Veronica Johnson, and she was the chairperson for the meeting at WIPCA. Oh, boy. This place. Montreal. Montreal. That's all I can say. Come on, Butcher T is all the way. Maybe he doesn't want nobody to know, but I'll talk to him after and see if we can get him online. CKUT 90.3 FM on your dial. Want to thank DJ Tuff for educating me on some products and how to do the right thing when it comes to electronics. This guy's a genius. I'm going to pay some bills and then get back to the soca music of DJ Nicholas, CKUT 90.3 on your FM dial.
In the fight against COVID-19, we must all continue to respect public health guidelines and follow self-isolation instructions. Self-isolate if you have symptoms. Self-isolate after testing. Self-isolate if the test is positive. Self-isolate when you return from a trip. And self-isolate when you've been in contact with someone who's tested positive. Self-isolation is important. Please, take it seriously. Learn more at quebec.ca/self-isolating. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Red alert. The spread of COVID-19 is at a critical level in your area or a neighboring region. Getting together with family or friends is prohibited, and traveling to other regions is not recommended. More targeted restrictions have been put into place to limit the spread and prevent a lockdown. Learn more at quebec.ca/coronavirus. Continue to wash your hands, keep a 2-meter distance, and wear a mask when physical distancing is impossible. We need to act now. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
90.3 FM. West Indian Rhythms. 90.3 FM.
It's the time.
This is the Ghost, my hair stylist. You must be wondering if I'm still around. Still here, Ghost. Still here.
partying in our ears. I'm passing by the house to collect my mattress. Is that sure that you have it? Well, right. And pack two bags of soil for my one time. And pack the ham too. Yes, pack the ham. What do you have? I bounce up Casey, I'm watching she from long time. Writing paramin up in a parang line. I say long time, no see, I hear you doing well. She say not as good as me because she catching real hell. So she braids me for a loan, she bought she behind on rent. I take one look at the shape and I say money well spent. We make a day to link by a spot in Arima. I kept she drinking by the bottle with Harry by the bar. Go kill me, pressure.
Christmas got sweet, Christmas got nice. Give thanks to the Father for sparing me life. It's the birth of Jesus, we just celebrate. Plus this is the best time of the year. The best time is Christmas Day. The best time is Christmas. It's a year we talking, oh yeah.
So nice. me can't reach out me yard. This thing is so sweet. Till now me can't leave from she yard. This thing is so nice, 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 nice. Eh? Every time I eat, it a fi stick in me teeth. Yes, and ya, oh.
It's DJ Nicholas.
DJ Nicholas.
In the mix. 90.3 FM. West Indian Rhythms. 90.3 FM.
Yeah, that's us. CKUT 90.3 FM. I want to thank all those people who have taken out their time to donate to our program and to the radio station, even in troubled times like this. And I am totally grateful. I see I'm looking for my co-host, but it's her birthday today, so she must be somewhere having fun and not paying attention to me. CKUT 90.3 FM. I just, you know, somebody, I was on the phone with somebody who just asked me about a garage. There's a garage out here. I'm trying to get to his address so I can tell you. I wish they didn't have so many message, you know, they would just have messenger and that's it. But you have to look in all 3, 4, 5, 6. Wow. So that's what I'm looking for at the moment. So I can announce it because there's a garage out here, very good mechanic. I don't mention people unless I've worked with them before. I've had them doing my car before and all that. So, you know, so bear with me. If I find it, I will. If not, I'll call somebody and they'll send me the address. So, what's up? What's up? Once again, want to wish my co-host a very happy birthday. I don't know where she is. She had some hard exams, finishing in all hours of the evening, and I guess she's just burnt out. But get here on this radio. I want to talk to you, Faitlin Sankar. And of course, I want to wish Miss Bev a very happy birthday. This has been a rough year for her. I don't want to mention her private business on here, but it's been a rough year for my friend. And so it is. Life is like that. Life is a journey that we all have to go through sometime or another. It's now 5:45 in the p.m. and coming up will be reggae somewhere. I will see if I can get to my co-host to wish her a personal happy birthday. So what's up, Montreal? Everything is good? You're listening to the mix of DJ Nicholas. By the way, New Year's Eve night, you know, I didn't mention that. I completely forgot. But listen, New Year's Eve, we will be broadcasting 6 to 9. We'll start at 6 in the afternoon, in the evening hours, until 9 p.m., and we will be by the fireplace. You know, every year we go to the fireplace at the hotel, but this year we will be doing it, you know, something. So you make sure you tune in at 6 o'clock, and Drew will be there, of course. DJ Nicholas will be there, all the crew will be there somehow on the Zoom. All right, so New Year's Eve night, 6 to 9, and then we go away for 2 hours, and we will be back at 11 to midnight, and it will be a party. All right? Oh, yeah, it will be a party. Hey. Yes, we're ready. We're gonna break loose. I tell you, nowhere is the soca music sweet, sweeter than on CKUT 90.3 FM.
FM. West Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
Well, I finally found a birthday girl, and she's busy doing everything that you do for Christmas time. Hello, Fiedlin.
Hello, Sir Howard. How are you?
I am doing very good, and I was just wondering what happened to my co-host. I know you for the last 2 months you've been beating the books and all this for your various exams and all that, and I don't want to ask how you did until you volunteer the information. So, but I know you've been working.
Thank you for that.
You've been working extremely hard. So what else has been up apart from the examinations and all that?
Just life. You know, honestly, I don't know about other folks, but I feel extremely tired all the time because there's never, unfortunately, I never have any time for myself, you know. It's really go, 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 go. And the times when I get to sleep, I can't sleep. And
oh,
when I should, you know, like when I shouldn't be sleeping, that's when I want to sleep. So.
I hear you. I know that feeling. I really do. Smoke some weed. No, I'm only kidding.
If only. I should try it one day,
no,
you know?
No.
I think I should.
No. I don't smoke. I never smoke. I smoke once, and that was it. Never. In Jamaica.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I should take up that or drinking, especially this time of the year, in light of everything that's going on. I say, geez, why have I not done this before? I should.
The good, no, I think the weed would be better. I don't know. Don't fool around with that. Too much headache. Although it's legal now. You know, I see a guy that just released him from jail for selling $10 worth of drugs. He spent 30 years in jail. I mean, what kind of madness in there? $30 worth of weed. He spent.
Yeah, but, you know, like our community has been disproportionately punished, criminalized for something that nowadays it's like seems so natural. It's part of a person's freedom, part of a person's well-being even. So it's about time some of these cases, you know, like Carl, you know, overturn, people's files get expunged, but that's a whole other story.
A whole other story.
So how is the Christmas preparation coming along for you?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Wrong
person.
Or you're
just looking?
I'm just looking. Christmas comes but once a year. I'm not a Christmassy kind of person. I just like the colors.
Yeah, so for me too. I love the colors. A few years back, I started to just detach myself from the whole, just the warp, just getting into the idea of like the commercialization of it all, and just going back to the basics. You know, Jesus
right.
was born in a manger, and you know, just the basics to see that sometimes you should just people that you. Sometimes they're off your radar, give them a call, you know. If you can give a dollar, give a dollar. If you can, please don't shame people into donating what they don't have because sometimes they don't, right?
Exactly.
But if you can, then you do because it can make such a big difference to somebody else, right? So instead of buying that extra something you don't need, if you can give it to that person that has so much pride but would not necessarily ask for it.
Right.
I think those are the people that are the best to give, you know?
And
the ones that expect nothing, but they would really, really, really need it and benefit from it at a difficult time.
What you
or at
said,
a time when everybody is celebrating and they just feel like, why should I celebrate, you know?
What you said there a while ago, to call someone, call a friend, because it's a lonely time of the year, and this pandemic thing not making it easier because a lot of the plazas won't be open. People could go there, sit and see other people, even if they don't talk to them. But, you know, I wish I try to call who I can remember and just to say hi, you know. So that's a good thing.
Or you could turn off your hydro and go get warm. How about that?
And do what?
Turn off your hydro and go get warm. Or turn it down low and go to the mall and walk up and down and walk.
Oh.
So you walk off all the good food and all the bad food, too.
But the malls.
But it's so good to hear you. I forgot my manners. Hello, everybody. Hello. I know it's been a long time, but I really want to take the time to wish everybody the best, the simple, the best of the holiday season. You know, make the best of it. It's not how any one of us would like to celebrate. For some people, it was always like this. You know, there's a lot of lonely people in the world. But wherever you are, I guess you should always be grateful once you're alive, you're feeling okay, because not many people have that chance, right? So cheers to life. Cheers to wherever you're at. Make the best of it. Happy holidays. And take the time to enjoy people, talk to them, call them, etc.
All right. And I just want to wish you happy birthday. And not too much wine tonight.
When I got some, I thought I needed it. I'm like, you know, this is going to be like the first time, but I think I need some now. I may chicken out, but I thought today I needed some.
All right.
You know, it's being a woman and you're like, wow, one more year.
No, I don't know what it's being a woman, okay?
You know.
when I get to that point, I'll let you know.
When you get to that point, count yourself lucky.
All right.
You don't have to dye your hair. You could enjoy your silver fox.
Yeah.
You could enjoy. You don't have to watch that. Should I eat that cake? Yes or no?
I hear you. It's not easy being a woman. I tried it once. You know, it didn't work out. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's much more fun to be a gentleman.
Ah, I see. Oh, a bloody gentleman. Yes, my dear. So anyway, we're gonna wrap up this.
Yes. So, next week, I guess it's Friday that's Christmas. Sometimes I don't look at the calendar all that much.
Friday
I'm just
or Thursday.
Busy putting my head down and working. But born 1 week before Christmas, my mom said I had to come out because I was like ruining all her appetite. So.
Your mom is a joke.
She just had to have that curry goat, and I was in the way, so I better come out. So.
One week before Christmas.
It's about almost a week. So I'm not going to get the chance. The point is I'm not going to get the chance to say Merry Christmas to everybody. So indeed, once again, Merry, Merry Christmas, the best of the holiday season. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy anybody that's close to you. And that's it. Don't take anything for granted.
Thank you, my dear. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Faith. Happy birthday, dear Faith. Happy birthday to you. All right?
Thank you. Thank you. You're the bestest. You're the bestest, doll friend.
All right.
All right. Take care.
Have a beautiful rest of the evening. No wine, okay?
No wine, okay. I'll wine to the music, though. That's
yes,
the music
please,
when I tune in, I'm driving. I say, wow, it just lifts our spirit. So keep up. Keep on being you and doing the good work that you're doing.
All right, my dear. Take it easy.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Until next time, bye-bye.
That's Miss Faith Lynn Sankar, the co-host of the show, but she's been off for a little while, studying, exams. Oh, God, Nicholas, boy, Miss Army couldn't listen to the world. Makes me know, man, it bad, no, it bad. Like sore foot, you know, man. Let me listen to this last party again. DJ Nicholas in the mix. Take you snap to another minute or so, all right?
Point 3 FM, West Indian Rhythms. 90.3 FM.